song Archaeology from Minnesota musician Mary Bew. It's off our album of the week and her new release, Holy Bones. I'm Kari Hedlund, and this is a Center Stage Minnesota feature on Northern Community Radio. Center Stage Minnesota features are made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Continuing our conversation with Mary regarding her new album, Holy Bones, we asked her to play a game, as we often do on new music. Now we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
I'm going to play a little from songs of your past. After the song is done, you just tell me the first thing that pops into your head about that song. I'll play just a few seconds just so you get your bearings on what it is and everything. So here we go.
Oh my gosh.
You ready?
Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna find him wrong like I can do.
And that's Ain't Nobody from Boat With No Oars. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, the subject matter, it's kind of about being really picky in love. And, yeah, I just really liked writing heartbreak music mm-hmm. for a long time. I had fun adding in Oregon on that one. I did a lot of interesting overdubs. I took that from Sacred Heart down to the now-defunct third-year studio, Tom Herber's in Minneapolis. And he had so many cool instruments and organs and things. So I added that on underneath everything. So, yeah, Ain't Nobody.
Next song. Okay, and that's from 2004 album, East of the Sea. We're going back. And that was Red Red Dirt Trails. Is this weird to hear your older stuff?
It's a little weird. Yeah, it's cool. I've never played this game before.
I love the piano on that one. It reminds me of my grandma's piano. What did you think of when you first heard that was the song?
Well, I thought of Boulder, Colorado. Hmm. I actually had my sights on going to Naropa University, which is the only Buddhist university in the United States. Okay. And they offer degrees in contemplative psychotherapy and wilderness therapy and music therapy, and seemed really awesome. So anyway, I went to Boulder to look at the school, and was hiking around with my friend Sarah. And those were the Red Deer Trails. We were up in the sort of foothills right outside of Boulder, and literally went around a corner, and there was this dude playing a little flute, like he was just standing on a rock playing a flute. That's what I thought of.
Next one here.
This little town for years now, nothing going on. You caught my eye and you caught my smile a few times. Why don't you meet me at the park and ride? There's no better place, no better time. There's no better place, no better time than right now.
Okay, and that's Park and Ride from 2012's Kickstarted and Widehearted. Now, tell me a little bit about this album.
Wow, I can't even believe you have that. That's so cool. So, for the campaign, the Kickstarter campaign for Apple in the Ocean, one of the incentives was that I would write a song on a subject matter of whatever people wanted, and then I'd perform it for them. I feel like I should bring that song back. I kind of haven't been playing that one.
Next song here, here we go. That's Salt and Pepper from Boat with No Oars Again. What are your thoughts on that song when you first hear it?
It's written about a place in called Santorini, which is in the Greek islands. That setting is so, it's like one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my entire life. It's like heaven. It's like that blue, blue ocean and rose bushes and lemon trees everywhere, and it's like all those white buildings with the bright blue trim. So yeah, what's the chorus? Someday I'll be orange trees in the breeze, the ocean, blah blah blah. So it's sort of about reincarnation, about like coming back as like an essence, or like as a centimere or an element. And then there's a little romance thrown in, a little weird romantic whatever. Yeah, Salt and Pepper.
We'll do the last one here.
Awesome.
That is off the brand new album, Holy Bones. That is Cherubim. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah! the story with that, I kind of like things like tarot cards and different, you know, psychic readings, just for, like, more insight on my life, not to, like, know the future, how the future will unfold, but I kind of look at it as, like, getting insight, and also it's inspires songs sometimes because of the imagery. And so I went to an angel card reading in the Skywalk outside of Lady O's in Duluth. And it was, I've never had one like that. And it's like this woman in the Skywalk at a little table, and she did my reading, and I pulled this one card that was some cherubs. And she said that they are child angels, and they hold a record of your romantic history. So that kept my mind going. I was like, what if there was an entity that knows all of our romantic past, like our, and even our current thoughts, you know, and how crazy that would be. And so this person, me or whoever in the song, throws away some love letters, and then the cherubim retrieves them, knows everything, and hovers around, you know, thinking, knowing your mind.
Cherubim's got all my love letters. You rescued the ones I took to the